Yeah, Yireyecha Yiruni V'Yismuchu. So the pasuk Yirei Hashem, Hashem will see him V'Yismuchu, be happy. No, David Melech was happy. Whatever he did it right because he learned good. Rashi Yiruni V'Yismuchu V'Yishemoisav Mechuvonis L'Iser Isir L'Heter Heter. Whatever David Melech pasuk was right. That's because he learned good, so he remembered the learning. Mashenkin Shol the Loi Golam Masechta. Shol did not learn with others. Or else Shol did not medayik metchilin the Gemara. Ksiv Bei Behemet says, Uvachol Ashe Yifne Yashia. Whatever he turned, he made a mistake, Yashia. So Drashi Loihoye Zoicha Lohoris Kalchosa. He wasn't Zoicha to pass in the right way, Kalocha. And Shol made toys, he made a Russia, he made mistakes. The Yom Rab Yechanan, Minayin Shemochla Kodesh Baruch Alois Oven. How do we know though that Akodesh Baruch was Moicha Shol? On his chet that he killed out the ear Noiva Kahanim, he killed out all the Kahanim of the city. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch was Moichlim? Shenema, the Pasuk says that when Shaul brought up Shmuel HaNovi and asked him, what's going to be with me? So Shmuel HaNovi answered back to Shaul and said, Mochar Ato Benech Imi. Tomorrow you and your sons are going to be with me. In other words, you're going to die tomorrow. Because Shmuel HaNovi was Mace already. This was the Mace that he went to the Baalas Oiv. And he brought up Shmuel HaNovi, and he asked him. So Shmuel answered him back, Mochor ato b'necha imi. So he darshan imi, he's going to be with me, v'mechitzasi. He's going to be in the same mechitzis that Shmuel is. Because just like Shmuel was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs, Yezu Adin Shol HaMelech will also go there. So it's a right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Shol HaMelech. Shrash HaLeis Oven, Oven denoyed Ira Kahanim. Ato b'necha imi, Shmuel koma l'shol. Shmuel told Shol, when he brought him up, then he told him, you're going to die tomorrow, but you're going to be with me. It's Uriah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichelim. Omer Rabbi Abba, E'ika Demashalu Lebnei Yehuda. Rabbi was asking, if anybody is going to go and ask or speak to the people of Bnei Yehuda, the Dayik Lishnei, they were Madayik very good in their learning, like we had before. So the Chorah should ask them, how should we learn Pshat Nal Mishnah? Ma'avrin Tanan, does our Mishnah begorus with an Aleph? It means Aver Aver, or Ma'avrin Tanan, or else does our Mishnah like we have it with the Ayim Avrin? That's one shal you should ask them. Another shal is a shal of Masechta B'choris about a mum of a behemo. Are you Gurus Akuzu Tanan, or Yakuzu Tanan? With an Aleph or with a Nine? There's also a shal by a mum on the Beitzim of the animal. The shal had to check it out. You make the behemo sit down on his back, and that's a shal, that's called Akuzu. So the shal is it with an Ayin or with an Aleph? We have a suffix how you Gurus there also. Is you should ask them Tanan Val Yadi Shalinu. If they zicha know the answer, should ask them. The Yamrilu, and they would know Yadi Shalinu, they know. The Yamrilu, they will tell you. Is Iko Detoni Miavrin Tanan? No, Yadi. No, yes. The girl says, Oyazu Tanan. Yadi. They would know. Shalinu, they taka asked them. The Yamrilu, you know what the answer is about? The answer is about like this. Iko Detoni Miavrin. Some girl says taka is with the Aleph. The Ikad Atonim Yavrin, some girs with the Yayin. No, they didn't answer back a Chlorazach. Hey, so whichever one you want is good. And Ikad Atonim Yakuzi, some tackle on the Gemara and Bechoriz. The Lashon is with an Aleph. The Ikad Atonim Yakuzi with an Ayin. Both Lashonis are good. Right, the Bnei Yehuda Daiki Lishna. That we're saying all this time now, Bnei Yehuda was Madaik in the Lashon. Whatever they said exactly what they meant, and they said in a clear Lashon. That's why I say it's a good midler there. It's good to talk clearly, to say out what you mean. Mahi, what's the Maisa they did like this? Masha, that was the Midr always. They were Madaik in what they said, and Mela, with that Midr, they learned good also. They were Madaik in what they were learning. What's the Maisa? They were Madaik what they said. Tehu Bar Yehuda, Tiyomalhu Talis Yesh to Limcher. Bar Yehuda went out to the Shuk and announced, I have a Talis to sell. Who wants to buy a Talis? Omalay, so somebody asked him, My Gavan Talischa, what's the color of your Talis? The Talis then was like a coat. Hey, you want to buy a coat? The guy wants to know, what color is it? Does it fit my suit or not? Is my gavat talisecha? What's the cover of it? What's the color of it? Omar lehus of Bnei Yehuda answered back like this: Kitradin olay adama. It's like the color of a tradin of a beet that's on the ground. That's what he answered him. There's an inch. The Rashi says, Kitradin al adama yirakrois hoyse was a little bit green. Kitseva yerakoros like the green of the earth. So he didn't just say the word yirakros green because there are different types of greens. He said exactly Kitradna, this type of a beet. Ah, your beet is red, I don't know. And they're green or something. Their beets were green. But Kitsa, they Madaiah Kloran the Lushan to say the exact color to give a muscle of what color they meant. So you should understand me exactly this is the color. Mashen came b'nei golil de loydaik elishnamahi. Was saying the old time b'nei golil were not medayik what they said. They didn't speak so clearly. What's the moshe? What happened? What's the case? They didn't speak so clearly. Titania. Tiyahu bar galila devi kozel. V'yomalhu omar laman omar laman. He was out in the street asking, who has an omar? Who has an omar? That's what he said. Is omru le? They answered back to him, galila shaita. You're Galila. They answered back to him, what do you mean to say? What does Omar mean? Galila Shreita. What do you mean to say? Chamor Lemirka. Does Omar mean a chamor? That's what you meant to say. No, you said an aleph. You meant to say like a chamor. I mean, you want a donkey to ride on. Oy chamar lemishte. Or else maybe you want wine to drink. Chamar could also mean wine. So even though you said the word amor, maybe you meant to say the word chamor. You didn't pronounce it too clearly. Or else amor lemilvish. Maybe you mean want wool. Wool is also called amor. So maybe you meant to say like with an iron armor, the milbush, you want wool to make a clothing with. Oy emer liyitchasa. Or else maybe you want a lamb, an emer can mean an imru, can mean a lamb, liyitchasa to shecht. So your four things, what your emer could mean. You didn't explain yourself too good. So therefore you call the shecht like, say what you mean. You're asking people, do you have an armor? What does armor mean? Do you mean a chamor, chamor? What do you mean? Say clearly. Shashi amor laman. Medabe besofer rofom. He didn't say clear what he meant. Omer lemilvash, lasas begodin. Do you want wool? Or else emel is chase, sell lishchet. Do you want a lamb to shecht with? So he didn't say. That's the mice, they weren't medagdic in the lishrenes. Tomorrow mice, he is a saw, there was a lady. She wanted to say to a friend, come and I'll give you chelav, I'll give you fat to eat. She wanted to be nice to a friend. Come, I'll give you teat fat. Is Armullah, instead she said like this, Shaluchti tuchlecha livoi. So Shaluchti means Lashon, I'll throw you away, and tuchle livoi means that a libra means a lion should eat you up. That's what she said to him. Instead of saying, come and eat my fat, I want to be nice to you, she said this Lashon. They weren't medagdic and the Lashon so good. So Rashi says, Tod yuchlech lechalba. She wanted to say, come, I'll give you fat to eat. Viena mefarshes lachter chtevus. She didn't pronounce the words good. Zumi zu. Ulashmiya koteva v'teva. Mstar freshtei tevus kachas. Two got stuck together. Viemeres nami shaluchi b'chof. Voiseroit zolayme shluvosi. Shluvosi with a beis is loshen a friend. Your close friend. The shliva means like two things together. So instead of saying shluvosi, she said shluchosin. Shluchosin means I'm throwing you away. The beis kamoi mishalevis. Kloima chavart chavarosi. My chavarim. And so she said, first of all, I'm throwing you away. That just said, tuchla levoya, means klola, mashma shatech lecha levoya. She said, you should know the lion should eat you up. Instead of saying you should eat the lave, the fat, she said, not clearly, that a lion should eat you up. So the kids, you should talk clearly to say what you mean. How who is to saw another lady, the yasla kaim with the diner. She came in front of the judge. Omra le, she said to the judge, mori kira. So mori kira, she says, right to Laima Kiri, she wanted to say Kiri with a kuf, which means who odin. In other words, my master. She wanted to talk nice to the judge and say my master. The Yomrin said she said Kiri, which means who evid, my slave. She said to the judge, hey judge, my slave. That's what she said to him. Mari Kiri. Then Tifla Hevesli, I had a Tifla. Trash, what does Tifla mean? Tilrashi right to Laima Tavla Hevesli. She wanted to say she had like a board, a tavla, a piece of a board. The Yomra Tifla Vikur. Instead, she said she had a bean. She had. Tofla Hevesli, I had a bean. Ogenuvcha Min. And you stole it from me. That's what she told to the judge. Judge, you stole it. Shrashi Gnuvcha Min. Reitzeloyna Gnuvim Mimeni. She wanted to complain to the judge that somebody stole my board. That's what she wanted to say. It was stolen from me. The Yomra Gnuvcha Min. The Mashma Shagonvo Esadayin. Forget, better. She said somebody stole you, judge. That's what she told the judge. He said, you were stolen, somebody stole you. Kanufka min. The kad heves, the kad shodru lucho alavayo, lemati karecho arya. You should know, she's saying, how big was my beam? That if I would hang you, judge, on the beam, your feet would not reach the ground. That's what she told the judge. And she didn't mean to say this, though. It's Rashi. The kad heve dochi shadri loch alavayo, lemati karecho arya. Gedoy lohoisa kolkach. My beam was so big. If we would hang you, judge, on the beam, your legs would not reach the ground. She said a lot of stuys here.
The kad mash machshav boy loyma, what she really wanted to say was, O kad heaven, if it would have been this way, she didn't really want to say the dying. She wanted to say if the beam would be hanging, you should know the beam would not reach the floor. That's what she meant to say. But she didn't pronounce it right, so it sounded as if the judge is hanging. All right, but kids, you have to pronounce your words right. Say what you mean.
No, again, the Gemara, just the Sam here, about all this Gemara, the Vada is called Teresh Abapeh. Still Nichlal and Gemara, and there are Yisraelis here, and by learning every Gemara, you still get the Schara, it's called Limit HaTerah. Exactly why these things are put in the Gemara, we don't know exactly everything, but there are big Yisraelis here. Weiter. Shevei Rebbe, Amsa Devei Rebbe. Rebbe's maid, she had this Mishtoi B'loshin Chochma. She spoke a smart language. Omer, she said like this. No, these are called like hints. She didn't want to say exactly what she meant, so she said it out of hint that you should understand what she meant, and not everybody will understand it. Only certain people understand her. So she said in a hint language. Hoch, she said like this. Olas nofes tekat. Olas atrasha tashem kli shederlen boyayin. Like the ladle you bring up the wine with. Minachovis. You fill up the wine, the glasses, with the ladle of wine. She said, "Hochi, all this nikfos the car. The ladle is like floating in the barrel. Yedoyin nishraya lichinayim. Then the eagle should fly back home. That means that Rashi nikfos the car. Menakefes pechovis means it's dangling the chovis. Klaimer kvar kolo hayayin legas betachtes the chovis. Because when the ladle is banging in the barrel, that means there's come out no more wine left. Therefore, the ladle is banging there." You should know Yedoya Nishra Lekineim means Yechol Tamidim Lebasayim. That's the simon that the Tamidim go home now. There's nothing more to drink. Kleimar Yisiku Sudasim Sheinod Yain. Stop eating now. There's no more wine. That's the way she used to talk. When she wants to tell that the Tamidim go home, so it's not nice to tell them directly stop eating, go home. So she said this Loshen Chochma. You should know the ladle is banging inside the barrel now, and Melo Nishrayo, the eagle should fly back home. The card heavy boy the lace one, but when she finds that she had a lot of food and she wanted the Talmidim to stay there by lunch, she wanted them to sit longer, she would say like this, heavy armaluhu, Yadin Bos the Chavrosa. Yadin means the cover of the barrel should go next to his friend, meaning he should go on to the next barrel, minei. The Toskli Aloch the Chad, and it should float. The first cover should float in the next barrel, to Ilfo the Yazda B'maya, like a boat that's floating on in the river. In other words, there's plenty of wine. The cover is floating in the barrel of wine. So Mela, sit here and enjoy yourself. Rabbi Yosi Barasi and Tihevi Mishtoye B'loshin Chochma. When he wanted to talk in a smart language, he spoke like this. He said, Also li Shorba Mishpat. Make me a Shorba Mishpat, an ox at the judgment. What does an ox do with judgment? Shorba Mishpat. So Drashi, that's when you wouldn't guess. Drashi Shorba Mishpat. Tardin. What he asked for was beets. That's what he asked for. How what does shor b'mishpat got to do with beets? Tur. Tur means a lotion of an ox. And a tur dain is shor. And tur mishpat dain. Because he wants to say, shor mishpat means tradin. Tar is a lotion tur, a lotion of an ox. And dain is a lotion of a mishpat. So in order to, the way he said, give me some beets, he said, bring me a shor mishpat. Bring me an ox and mishpat. That's tradin. Tar is shor. And din is mishpat. That's the way he spoke. So kids, nobody should understand what he meant. Only his cook. He spoke like this. Give me a shor mishpat. Fight the betur misukin. Betur misukin is a drashi. Har dal. That means that's in a weak mountain. What does that mean? Chardal. He wanted mustard. When he asked for mustard, he said betur misukin and a weak mountain. Because that's what chardal means. Chardal means har dal, a weak mountain. So that's the way he spoke about mustard. When he wanted to ask somebody about his innkeeper, how she's doing, Omro Hochi, you say like this, Gvar Pum Dein Chai Maizutuvum. Now Gvar means a man, Pum this one, Dein here, Chai is still alive. Shrashi, that's the title of Ushpiza. Shrashi, Masho B'Ushpiza, you want to ask about the innkeeper, Shoyel Ovrej Rochim Binyoni Ushpizayu, they said, go for a man, Pum Dein Chai, means Ish. Ish means for man, that's called Ushpizin. P, his mouth like. Ushpi, Zu, this one. Chai is still alive, that's called Ushpizi. Ush, Kamoi, Ish, like a man. Pum, Kamoi, P, his mouth. Din, Kamoi, Zer. That's what I used to call the innkeeper, Gvar, Pum, Dein, Chai.
Mazu toiv midrashi kloimer kama toivloi. Hey, so you used to ask around the innkeeper, how good is this innkeeper? Because you had to go to a hotel to eat. So you asked around, how good is this hotel? So he asked how good the hotel is by this lotion. Nobody should understand what he meant to ask, only this few tamidim. When he wanted to say this lotion chokhmo, he said like this. As regal the pchomin. Make the pchomin the coals like an esrik. What does that mean? Trashi esrigul pchomim arik, and Baiti said arki lezuvin. Meaning, you take the gold and smooth it down. Merakik means bang the gold down, make it very thin. Trashi heviras pchomim meant to tell him burn the coals very hot. Lios adoim should be red, kesser like an esrig. She yishotchu gecholam aloishchis al pi akiru leschamim kinegdim. In other words, make the fire very, very hot. And ariko shotu kamarikiel lezuvin gecholam loishchis adumas kizob. He didn't mean really bang down the gold. He meant take the burning hot coals that look like gold and smoothen them out. V'yosuli shnei magide botor. Trashi shnei magide botor. Tana gerlim. Make me two nice roasted chickens. Hamadiyan or oinoy salayla. That would tell the cracks at night. Ika diyamri v'yosuli behen shnei magide botor. Make with these coals for me two roasted chickens. Omele Rabbanan Rabbi Avua. Hatspine Heichen Rabbi Eloi. As Rabbi Eloi was hiding someplace, they asked him, where is Rabbi Eloi hiding? Heichen Rabbi Eloi Tsofen. Where is he hiding? Omelehem Olot Benara Achranis. He's hiding with a girl, a Nara. Aharanis, that's what she is. She's Aharanis. We'll soon see what this is. Trashi Hatspine Herenu Loshin Tsofelichas Besam. Tsofen Hoye Meschabed Lehoye Yoidim Atamidim Leichen Hoye. As Rabbi Eloi was hiding someplace, the Tamidim didn't know where he was. So they asked, where is he? So he said, Olat Benara Ahuranis, Ahuranis, Iranis Venirusoni. That's what Mora says. Olat Benara Ahuranis, Ahuranis, Iranis Venirusoni. He's all these four Lashonis, that's what happened to him. Omaloh. So some say Amrilo, some say Isha. It actually means he went with an Isha. So Rashi says his first wife died. Rilsisam, he married the second wife. And he went with the second wife. The Amrlo, and some say, means Mesechta. He was a writing of ton and learning that he got lost someplace. He writes them. Rashi, these Lashonis means, Olat Benarva Ranis, Soma Chalayla Benarva Acharanis, V'yachshavu Yoshin. Means he thought to get married that night, and he's sleeping now. Is Amrlo Isha, Aranis Bas Koyin. Acharanis means Meis Ishtoi. Is he got married to a new Bas Koyin? Because his first wife died. That means Acharanis Meis Ishtoi Rishonim. V'zu Acharanis is the second one. Iranis means Balas Chain V'Charifa Kodam Er. She was first. He's awake. She was a very good wife. Vanirosi Lohoyel Yochalishim, and he couldn't go to sleep because of that. That's what he meant to say. Kitzi is telling him he got married. Leave him alone. Mesechta or Arayis Mesei the Kodeshim Avoides Aaron Acharanis Sayim Acheres V'Ischol B'zu. Kitzi was learning Kodeshim. He went from one Mesechta to another Mesechta. Amilol Rabbi Loi, Hatspinunu, Nehechen Rabbi Avua Tsofen. They asked him, where is Rabbi Avua hiding? As he also went to hide someplace. Where is he hiding? Omalohen Nisiyayitz Pamachter. Trashi Nisiyayitz Pamachter means Nota Rishus Minosi. He took Rishus from the president. Machter means from the president, and he went. Vehin give of Hiboishis. And he went south to meet Hiboishis. If he voices, he has a lush like an Odom Godel. Rashi says, Lefnei Ziknei Durim. He went to the big Zikainim in the south. Shein Chachomim Yoid. Al Shem Shoim. If he voices, Odom Godel Koro Lohuachi. That's why they call him if he voices. It just means he went to learn in the south by big Talmid Chachomim. That's where he went. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. Miyomai lo nitchani Odom. Nobody ever outwitted me. Nobody ever said something to me that like I didn't get the last word. Chutz Meisha, one time a lady. Tinik, one time a young boy, but tonight just a young girl. What was the three maisim? Isha mahi. What was the maisim once with an isha? Pa machas nisarchti eitzlach sanya. Once I went, I was in an inn. I was by an isha. I was eating in the house there. Achas osa sili pulin. She made for me beans. B'yoyim rishin achaltim. The first day I ate the beans. V'loi shiarti. I didn't leave over anything. There was gishmak. I finished all plate. Man klum. I didn't leave over anything. Shania the second day, v'loi shiyat. I didn't leave over anything. Man. V'loi shiyat the man klum. V'yoyim ha-shlishi, the second day, ha-ktichosim b'melech. The innkeeper, she put a ton of salt on these beans. As kivin shatamti, as soon as I tasted one bean, oy vey, mashachti yodim hem. I put my hands away, I'm not eating no more. It's too salty. Omra li, Rebbe, So the innkeeper said to Rebbe, "Mifnei ma ein chasayit? How come you're not eating today? Like, she wanted to know what's wrong." So the Rebbe didn't want to tell her it was too salty. Unless he was embarrassed, he didn't want to embarrass her. He didn't want to tell her it was too salty. Is amati lo kvasarati? So he told you, "Know what? I ate already today. I'm not hungry anymore. Kvasarati me by jinn. That's why I'm not eating anymore." Omro li hoy lecho limshach yedecha min apas. Abazoy, how come you stopped eating the beans? You should have stopped eating the bread. It's the bread you kept on eating. You only stopped eating the beans. So today you weren't full. You're still hungry. So how come you didn't eat the beans? Omro li Rebbe Shema, so she got the last word here. Omrali Rebbe, she said to the Rebbe, Shema lo hinachta pay of Rishonim. Maybe you didn't leave over pay in the Rishonim. There's a reason why you're leaving over this portion of beans, is because you forgot to leave over pay from the first portion. So you're leaving over pay now. Now she just got back to him. Like something's wrong here, why you're leaving it over? And that can't be. Didn't we learn not like that? Ein misharim pay of Yilfis. If you didn't leave over Teya, Teya is the tfuah that grows in the ground, you have a wheat field, you have to leave over 1/60 of the anin. If you didn't leave over when it was cut, after you cut it down, you can still take it off when it's still flour. But once you put a bilfis in a frying pan, then there's no din Teya anymore. See, here, this is fried beans I'm giving you now. How come I'm leaving over Teya here? Abu Mashairim, Teya, Bekara. But you'll have to leave over Teya in the pot. Not in the ilfis, but in the pot. So the kids, she got the last word here. That's the one time Rebbe lost out. What's the case by a young girl? Mahi. I was going through a road that was going through somebody's field, through a sodom. I was going over this road. Omrali Tinoikas, so this little girl asked me, Tinoikas Achas, Rebbe, Loisodizu, isn't this somebody's field? How come you're trotting down the field? How come you walk in the middle of the field like you're ruining his field? Omati lo, I told him, Loi Dera Kavushi, isn't this a road? Like I see claw, it's a path. And once you have a path, you'll have to walk there. Omrali, the little girl answered back to me, Listim Kemaisla Kavshua. You know who made this path? The Ganims, all the robbers that came down and stealing here, they made this path like you. So the kids, it is the private property here. You have the right to be here. Don't walk here. So he was wrong. Like she hopped him. Tinik, what was the maisa with the kid? Mahi Pamachas Yisamala Baderach. He's going on the road. I saw the Tinnik standing by the Pashat Rochim, the turn. He didn't know to go right to left. There were two roads in front of him. He didn't know which way to go now. I asked this kid, which road is better for me to go? We told him I have to get to L.A. Which road gets me straight to L.A.? This is a short road, but it's very long. The other road, Arucha, is very, very long. Look, sir, but it's very, very short. That's where he answered. His male Rebbe said, no, Balakhti Biksarav Aruchim. He took the first choice, but I'll take the shortcut, even though the guy said it's long, but I'll take a shortcut. Kivan Shigatil here, it's like a very shortcut, he got straight to L.A. It was when I was trapped off, I couldn't get in there, it was full of Pardesim orchards, that I couldn't walk through the orchards. It's Chazati Lechure, I had to go all the way back again and go around the other road. Is Amati Loi Bini, Haloyamati Lik Tsarum. He asked the kid, I asked you, could I go this road? You told me to shortcut here. What's wrong? I see I can't get through. Omali, so the kid answered back. But didn't I answer you? I told you it's a shortcut. But I told you it's a long road. You can't go through there. So the kid outwin him. Is Neshakti Varoisha. He went and he kissed the kid. The Amatl, and he told him, Ashreichem Yisrael. He praises Klal Yisrael. Shekuchem Chachomim. From the older people to small people, you're great chacham. As you're a smart kid, he had hanor from the kid, he gave the kid a kiss. We have Yosef Lili here because of Yucher. Yosef Lili was walking down the road. He met up with Bruya. She's a famous lady. She was Reb Meir's wife, Bruya. She was a famous lady. He met up with Bruya. Is on my law, so Reb Yosef Lili Esther, the Yezer Derech Nedech Lud. Which road, how's the way to go to Lud? Is Omro Lei, so she answered back to him, Galila Shaita, Galila you're a Shaita. Rabbi Yosef Galili, she called him back a Shaita. Lei Kachom Rechom, didn't Chom learn like this? Al Tarba Sicha Misha, you're not supposed to talk too much with women. So Mela, here you meet me on the street, you shouldn't talk too much to me. So what did he say to her? All he said to her is, Be'ezid Derech Nelech Lud. Which way is the right way to go to Lud? So she answered back to him, Hoy Lecho Loima Be'ezid Lud. All you should have said is just, which way to Lud, that's all. Talk the shortest possible. You said too many words. Don't tell me, Arich, is there a Beis, a Derech, Melech, Lud? No question. You should have said, Beis, Lud. more bruya, this Remeya's wife, Ashkelu Tamida. She saw a Talmud that we call Goras Belichsha. He was learning to her, but very quietly. He was learning to himself. Is Botashbe, she gave him a kick.
Yeah, Botashbe, Omrole, and she said to him, Kach Kosuf, doesn't Omrole, Loi Kach Kosuf, doesn't the Pasuk say like this? Arucha Bakel Ushmura. It should be ordered. It should be in order with everything, and then it will be watched. What does that mean? If it's ordered, if it's used, if all your ramachei vorim are being used when you are learning Torah, then mishtameris. Then it will be watched by you. You remember the Torah. The imlav ain't a mishtameris. But if you do not use all your vorim when you are learning Torah, it will not be watched by you. The mele here, if you're not using the koyach of lashon of speaking, you're learning quietly, you're not speaking out loud, you're not using koyach of dibur, that's called you're not using up all your ramachei vorim. Therefore, the Torah will not be mishtameris b'toicha, will not be watched by you. Lamaisa, this is brought down talking aloha in Yoredeya. That's a bris krusa. Whoever learns, one thing is brought down if you learn in the base of Knesset, or else if you learn out loud, you speak it out, you say it out loudly, it's a bris krusa, you won't forget you're learning so fast. Yeah. All right, Mr. Mustafa.